Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' teach you some. Hey Queen, gon' teach you some. Hey Queen, won't you teach you some? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' teach you some. Hey Queen, gon' teach you some. Hey Queen, won't you teach you some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Fuck my day job, I gotta quit. I gotta get all of my dreams, I'm on some Kanye shit. I work hard, this money ain't counterfeit. I work hard, this money ain't counterfeit.
Yeah, I got a 9 to 5, I'm still broke as hell. Overtime too, my check still short. You think I'm bullshitting music, what I live through. But every time I drop a joint, a nigga feeling lied to. But everybody knows success is what I'm destined for. I still got a zero before the decimal. So how in the fuck I supposed to feel like I'm doing something? I'm getting nothing, I'm always losing something. Plus I'm everywhere that everybody say is jumping. I like to chill, I'm not even a club hopper. But I gotta get my joint to the DJ though. They say Aiken not ready for the radio.
Fuck my day job, I gotta quit. I gotta get all of my dreams, I'm on some Kanye shit. I work hard, this money ain't counterfeit. I work hard, this money ain't counterfeit.
As we sit back,
get out of here. Man, I'm never going back to being all wet. I gotta get some stacks and be sharper than a tack. Hold
yeah.
up, hold up.
See, I'm me, I'm not you.
Yeah.
People love me, I'm hot too. So please don't be worried about what I do or how I sound. I make hits when G hits the mound. Hold me down, could smoke session of the round. I'm headed up, no reason to be looking down. We live in pipe dreams, Poyo, we got it in. We got faith, so with that nigga we gotta win. I remember nights in the lab, mom won't let me in. I gotta go to school to learn how to use a pen. I got a lot up on my mind, money, I gotta get it. So fuck it, nigga, I'm headed back in. Let's go.
Fuck my day job, I gotta quit. I gotta get all of my dreams, I'm on some Kanye shit. I work hard, this money ain't counterfeit.
Yeah.
I work hard, this money
Kiki,
ain't
let's
counterfeit.
Go.
If we slow, can get higher. Man, I swear I'm never going back to being all wet. I gotta get some stacks and be sharper than a tack. Hold up, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up, hold up. Yeah.
No, I'm coming back. Shit, I'm destined to be great.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to the Woman's the Woman show each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the west and 4 p.m. on the east. It is March 3rd, 2014. We are in a new month. The year is just moving right along, and you got to keep KIM yourself. Of course, today's topic is going to be about mind games. I want to talk about mind games because it's so important that we recognize the mind games that people play on us or try to play on us, and even the mind games that we play on ourselves. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard, or you can jump in my chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. And take 2 minutes or 2 seconds, excuse me, to build a profile in there so you can comment on the show and give your 2 cents. So, of course, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Let's bust this wide open. And big shout out to Neo for the song Closer that's playing in the background. But Mind Games. I kind of realized in my 32 years of wisdom about this whole mind game situation. And when I say mind games, I'm talking about things that people say and pretend to do or try to hold you in a position so they can be able to be comfortable, meaning like seeing that they down for you or they're here to support you, but in all actuality they're doing just as much to make sure they benefit out of the situation. Or, you know, they will pretend to be somebody that they're not. Just like I say, when you first meet somebody, you always meet the representative. When you meet somebody, you meet the representative. The representative is going to tell you all the great things about them and all the benefits and the perks. But like 90 days to a year down the line, you meet the client. You meet who you're really dealing with. This person is not as kind or as honest or as faithful or supportive as they seem to be in the beginning. But they said they were, so they're not patient. Or, you know, they don't have the goals that they said that they have. And it's a bunch of games. It's a bunch of mind games. And some people have perfected masking so much that they don't even know when they mask it. They have put on a front for so long and pretended to be something that they not for so long that they don't even know who they are anymore. And then they'll get you caught up in the mess. And you're just there to support, or you're giving 100% and they're giving about 50%. Nothing more than 60. So you gotta be careful about those mind games. And while others are trying to play mind games on you, jobs do the same thing. Try to play mind games and carrying on. You know, and say, oh yeah, well if you do this, if you do that, you could be a manager or a supervisor within one or two years. And you know, they know daggone well that they ain't got no room or they're not looking to hire anybody or hire within, but they'll say they are, but they're really not. I want you guys to just pay attention to that, because you know I have nothing with having a job. There's nothing wrong with having a job. A job is sometimes just over broke. There's nothing wrong with having a job, but you want to have a business that you're running, and also a legal side hustle. You know, multiple streams of income is so important. So, you know, when you get to that point and you're dealing with that employer or you're dealing with this person that's constantly playing mind games and they're not in it 100% that you're in it, you already have options in the lane to remove yourself and get better. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, the Woman to Woman show. We're talking about mind games. I want to get y'all feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We're about to get into some Mary J. Blige right here, the MVP. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's take them back. '91, I stepped in the game. After what the 411, things ain't been the same. And I can't complain. But with all this fame comes a whole lot of favor. I'm so glad to be here, and my music's still sincere. Let's get back to the story, all of this pain and glory. And 94 was my life, and my life wasn't right. So I reached out to you and told you what I've been through. You love me.
Go top, and I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops. Underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine on me until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm smoking hot weed and I ain't going nowhere, but you already know me. And I came with shit my world, but at that point I was just a foolish girl trying to find my way. Then I dropped the Mary album and people would say that it's just not gonna work. And my feelings, they did hurt, but my fans showed me so much love, and I hope it
top, and I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops.
I'm so hip hop queen, and I ain't
gonna
know
where,
but you already know me.
Even the love of the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine on me until my heart stops.
You almost got me. Mary J. Blige right there. It ain't really love. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Woman to Woman Show. The Woman to Woman Show, you can definitely hit us up on Twitter at Woman's Two Women's on Twitter. Follow us and check out everything that we are doing. We are talking about this hot topic, mind game. People play mind games on us. We play mind games on people. We even play mind games on ourselves. And when I say mind games, I want to say it like this, like on ourselves. We can honestly convince ourselves that something is good for us, or convince ourselves that a situation is good for us, or a job is good for us, or a food is good for us. And we knowingly know well in the back of our minds that is not. Playing mind games on ourselves, defeating ourselves, saying, you know what, I can't do that. You know, I can't go back to school, or I can't have that job, or, you know, I can't have a husband. I can't have a wife. You know, if we play mind games on our own selves and start accepting accepting the minimum of God's blessings, the minimum. We start accepting what people or what humans of the world has for us and stop accepting what God has for us. That's when we fail. Right when you stop accepting what God has for you and want to give you, then that's when you fail. But I put it on Facebook earlier and I said, you know, I haven't asked God for some big things, for much. So much is required of me. I'm ready. Whatever I need to sacrifice, whatever I need to stop doing, wherever I need to be, wherever I need to go, this is where I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to do. Because I have lived in myself for too long and convinced myself for too long that certain people, places, and things are good for me, and they're not. And I'm showing up to go up. We had a conference call today, you know, of a group. And I sat on that call and I wanted to hang up. But God said, no, stay with me. Stay with me. And it's a women's conference call. It's a women's Let It Go Women's Ministry conference call. And it's all to encourage women, you know, to let go of their past, to let go of the hurt, let go of the pain, let go of the drama, let it all go and move forward and start walking in a renew. And that's what I put on. It was placed in my heart to say repent, renew, and restart. Repent, renew, and restart. Like, you just got to keep moving forward. Don't psych yourself out and start thinking about your past and what you did in your past and where I was at in my past. That's going to hold you up. It's going to hold you up from a glorious future. And it's going to have you stuck. And that's not somewhere you want to be. You don't want to be stuck. You want to keep pushing forward. You want to keep moving on. And I'm so thankful for Linnea. I talked with her today. You know, she was talking about moving on and speaking things and walking in existence as you are right now. You know, and that's real. If you feel like you're an entrepreneur, walk like an entrepreneur. If you feel like you're a woman of God, walk like you're a woman of God. You know, speak it into existence and start to change your behavior and act as if you already are. Like those women who are out there who's waiting on their husband or waiting to get married, start to act and walk like a wife. And as a single mother, you know, I can say the same thing. And we're not supposed to be looking for a man. The man is supposed to find us. So we're supposed to keep ourselves reserved and keep ourselves pure. Keep ourselves tight. And I'm not just saying, you know, keeping ourselves together. I'm talking about mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. So when he find us, you know, we will be ready. When the queen is ready, the king will show up. Real talk. I mean, it was just put on my heart to share that with you guys. When the queen is ready, the king will show up. Real talk. So I'm in the process of continuing to get myself ready for whatever God has for me. Because I want my Father God, the king, to show up for me. With his blessings and all of his blessings. Low self-esteem, mind game. Fear, mind game. Anger, mind game. Depression, mind game. Bitterness, mind game. Revenge, mind game. It's all a mind game, and we sit up in our minds, and you know, and we act like these things are really, how can I say that these feelings are going to change something for us? Or we sit up and thinking in our head all day like it's going to change some stuff. It's not. Trust me, I know I've been there. But I thank God for blessing me and blessing me as a woman of God first, you know, where I can move forward and be able to host my show and run my business and take care of my kids and get up early and talk with the Lord and have water in the word. I'm letting it all go. It's still some things that I'm letting go. I mean, really, still some things that I'm letting go. But every day I ask God to remove it from me. Lord, remove it from me, Lord. Lord, take it away. Lord, remove it. We got to stop playing these mind games with ourselves. If you know something is not good for you, then let it go. If you know that alcohol or drugs ain't good for you and it destroys your life and destroys your family, let it go. If you know that man is not good for you, let him go. Because if it ain't good for you now, guess what? It ain't going to be good for you 5-10 years from now. Let it go. Before you dig yourself in any deeper. Because we can always, once you dig a hole, you can always come out. But think about it. If you stop digging a hole right now, you put that shovel down and say, guess what? I'm not going to dig no deeper. Today is the last day that I got my shovel. I'm not going to try to dig no deeper and try to figure this thing out and try to find a treasure that ain't even there. I'm putting it down. I'm going to let my treasure come to me. Just imagine the possibilities when you start letting stuff come to you, when you start letting God bless you. All I got to do is sit back right now and enjoy the blessing. I mean, wow. Me even just thinking about that. Let's go into another music break right now. We're going to go into some Kelly Price, and we're going to turn up with some Alicia Keys. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now live on the Woman's the Woman Show. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Or either jump in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot.
My soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind and see what I'm feeling. Guilty feeling, tired of the broken dreams, tired of the pain, tired of the baby mama, tired of the ghetto drama, tired of the back and forth, tired of in and out the court. Tired of paying these bills, I'm tired of keeping it real.
can be. Oh, loneliness has really got you twisted. And there's so much your eyes don't even
Kelly Price right there with her off the Soul of a Woman album. Big shout out to Kelly Price. When she made this song, when I first heard it, I was like, wow, Kelly, like you really made a song like this? But at the time, I really didn't understand it. But I understand it now. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, The Woman's the Woman Show. And we are talking about mind games on today. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Big shout out to everybody that's on the call line, the 253, the 702, the 973, the 818.
The 409, the 223. We definitely see you guys. The 773. Big shout out to Chi-Town in the building. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. And also jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. I wanted to get into the mind games that we play necessarily on ourselves. Of course, we all know people try to play us all the time. It can be your mate or it can be your kids or your family members trying to play mind games to get something to benefit their self, or saying it's one way and it's not that way, or just outright lying. And a lot of us get so frustrated with mind games. But now I want to talk about the mind games that we necessarily play on ourselves and willingly put ourselves in these situations. Like that song Kelly Price was saying, you don't really love her and she's not me, and I can't sit back and watch you pretend. If a person that you was in a relationship with and decides that y'all need a break and they get together with somebody else, not only do they not really love them, but they don't love you either, especially if they're going back and forth, you know, and it's like you can't stand by and watch them pretend. You got to start to realize that you deserve better for yourself. And I think about that. I had to put myself in that shoes. If I left from a guy and I got with another guy and I'm telling the other guy, like, look, you know, maybe we need some space so we can get back together. I don't see what was the point that we needed a space for. Why couldn't we just work it out, communicate, and make it better from where we at? Why is it that I have to leave, get with somebody else, realize how much I love you, and then come back? Wouldn't I be hurting both of y'all? Like, I left you to be with him, and now I'm going to leave him to come back and be with you. And do I love myself? You know, that's a great question. Hold on, we're going to take a quick music break because my board is thanks for standing by, you guys. I just want to make sure that nobody called got dropped because the board was, of course, freezing. But back to what I was saying about mind games and ourselves. You know, do I really love myself if I'm doing that and going in between people? I can't love myself. Because wouldn't that be I'm putting myself in danger? I can contract some type of disease or, you know, get pregnant or something like that. You can't love yourself doing stuff like that. Oh, the other mind game. Depression. I'm depressed. And I don't really have nothing to live for. Oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. And I see that with a lot of people and within us. We get so caught up on the things that we don't have that we don't even realize what we do have. Like, we get so caught up with saying, oh, well, I don't have a car and I don't have a degree and I don't have this and this and that. But you got your sound mind. You got your feet, Tom and Jerry, where you can go and get on the bus or the train or whatever and work to work towards those goals to get it. And we live in a society now where it's telling us that we don't have any type of value unless we have high-priced material things, unless we have a big house. And it's been going on. I'm not even going to say we live in a society because it's been going on to trick you that these are the things that you need. But without peace and joy, you can get those things. And if you don't have peace and joy, you're not going to appreciate them. Just imagine having a big old house, a garage full of cars, and you have no peace. You have nobody to share it with. Or let alone
You don't even have the money to put the gas in the Escalade to go nowhere. Let's stop psyching ourselves out with these mind games. Image. I know for us that's in the industry or whatever, you know, they want you to look a certain way or be a certain way. And I guess I'm speaking more to women at this point. And men too. Men go through it. The cycle of mind game where I have to be muscular, I have to be fit, I have to be this way and that way. Now, ladies, for those who just had a baby, it took you 9 to 10 months to get to that size. It's going to take you 9 to 10 months to get down from that size. So going on a crash diet, going, you know, not eating or whatever, going on crash exercise, it's not going to really work out how you want it to work out, because you can lose the weight and gain it right back a month later. So just take it steady and easy. You want to be healthy. Me personally, I want to be healthy for my kids. I want to be healthy so I can live a long life and be able to enjoy the fruits of my labor. You know, my body is not going to look like yours, and yours are not going to look like mine, because we are unique. We different. And we are uniquely made by Father God. He made us this way. But I see now a lot of women are getting surgery done. Prime example, rest in peace, Kanye West's mother. Going in there and getting that surgery done, and she didn't make it from up under the knife. Look at all the turmoil that it caused after she left. For her son, for her family, for everybody. I mean, totally devastated. So, just like it took you 9 to 10 months to grow the baby, you need to take some time out to just relax and let the weight fall off naturally. Star Jones is another prime example. Star Jones went and got all that surgery. I think it was the gastric bypass, and lost all that weight, and, you know, had to get all the skin cut off and surgery and all that, and she looked 10 years older rather than 10 years younger. And I haven't seen Star Jones lately. Matter of fact, I need to pull up a picture of her and see what she's looking like. But I'm just talking about these mind games, especially if you're in the industry. Man, being a radio personality, being an artist, being a model, you know, an actress, they want you to look this way, act this way. I'm a real person. And that's something that me and my team have talked about, you know, and we talk about a lot, is self-love. I love me. I love everything about me. I even love my cracked lips when I wake up in the morning because they mine. I don't want to put mind games on myself and saying, oh, Diva, now we focusing more on visuals this year. You should be this size, and your butt should look like this, and carrying on. No. Take me as I am, because I'm taking me as I am. It doesn't take from the fact that I can host a crazy show. It doesn't take from the fact that I can bring a crowd. I mean, it would help bring numbers. And somebody said, oh, sex sells. I'm not selling no sex. So what is the need for me to look like I'm selling sex? The only person I know that sells sex is, and those are prostitutes. And that's, y'all know that's a dangerous game. These mind games that we play on ourselves. And then, unfortunately, it goes from us. The thought generates in our head, and we believe it so hard. Then we want to push it off on our husbands and our mates. We want to push it off on our kids. That this is what you're supposed to look like. This is what a perfect family is. This is what a perfect man is, or a perfect woman is, or look like. That's not necessarily true. At all. I mean, I get into so many conversations about this. Let's talk about the core value. Instead of saying what is supposed to be perfect, we need to be talking about values. Honesty, integrity, respect, strong will, determination, loyalty, commitment. And as you can see, none of these... honesty, loyalty, none of those have a vision. They all come from the person characteristics. They come from inside. So don't trick yourself that loyalty looks like a size 10. Or a commitment has $150,000 house. Or in integrity is all about how many diamonds that you got, or how much you pay for your hair. It's ridiculous. I mean, totally ridiculous. We got to come out of that right now. And if we do come out of that right now with these mind games, a lot of us and a lot of movements too, and I see this a lot where people are trying to network and work with each other and build something bigger. If we come out of these mind games that we try to play, or that we play on ourselves, we will have a lot more longevity in the business, in the career. Because all it takes is somebody to get in our ear, or for us to get in our own ear, for us to mess something up. We can be traveling down the road, and it could be a sign right there that says dead end. And just because we want to go off in our own way, we're going to go to the dead end. Because of a mind game. Somebody said to me one time, there's always another side to a dead end. That's not necessarily true. If it's a dead end, it's a dead end. Let it be. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio on the Woman Show. Let's get into another music break before we got about 15 minutes left in the show. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Let's get into another music break.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. girl, but she's on fire.
Rihanna right there with Diamonds. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. to Woman's to Woman Show each and every Monday, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East. If you're archiving the show right now, make sure you follow the show. Click the follow button on the top left. Follow the show to be updated when we'll be back live. Also, go scroll to the bottom of the page and comment on the show. Leave suggestions. Give your 2 cents. And you can even ask me questions down in the comment box. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm about to get out of here. I want you just guys keep God first, family second, and career third.